tell that they are not very Hinostra. Hinostra ki not a very furious character. They don't like to harm the boy, but boy is teasing the lion, sometimes taking out his tongue, and sometimes drawing by his ears. And the case of the men's, sometimes tearing in this way, he is fighting, teasing the lion.
Fighting or playing?
Playing. But the lion does not like that, but still boy won't let it off. So this Shanta saw, it struck him, and he, after seeing, he found that the boy's figure is almost similar to that of him. His eyes, nose, a facsimile. What is this? If my boy in Shakuntala, if she had given the birth to the child, and his age also would have been like this, and my facsimile. At this time, there were so many sea friends of Shakuntala there. They tried to help the lion, and they take up the boy. Boy won't come. Then they said, we are producing you a Shakunta. Shakunta means a doll bird, doll of a bird. That is in Sanskrit Shakunta. When he pronounced the word Shakunta, the sea friend of Shakuntala, where is my mother? Shakunta, Shakuntala. My mother. Yes, where? I shall go to her. Then the king was again astonished, oh, Shakunta, Shakuntala. Then Shakuntala must be here. Then he came nearer and inquired about the matter. And then it was found that Shakuntala is there living, and this boy, his own son. Then, of course, they were presented together, and by mutual arrangement, Shakuntala and the boy. The boy, name of boy is Bharata. His name was Bharat. And they were all taken in. I wanted to come to one sloka, that when this Shakuntala is starting from the ashram towards the king, at that time these two brahmacharins, who was asked by the leader of the ashram, Kanna Muni, the guardian of the ashram, that tomorrow morning you will start, you all three with Shakuntala will start towards the capital. Then in the morning they arose and sing. There is a slok. Jatte katosto shikaram patidu sadhinam avishkitu jana purasarai katotka Tejuddhaishya-yugapad-vasanu-dayadhyam loko-niyam-mata-ivātma-dasantarishu. This work is Kalidas described, giving description. The sun is coming and the moon is going down. Jatte-katustha-sikharam-pati-roshadhinam. The moon is supposed to be the first to the feeder of so many Oshodhi, so many herbs, and medicine which can cure many diseases miraculously. And they get their food from the ray of moon. So, such moon who can cure so many catastrophe, he is forced to go down. And on the other side, the sun, who has got his charioteer, Varuna, who is Varuna is born before full grown, and he is considered to be ominous. The untimely born child is generally taken as ominous. So the ominous personifies just on his in front, on his face. With this liability also, the sun is rising on its rise. And the master of the miraculous medicine, the moon, is going down. This is a very peculiar thing. Jatti katusta shikharam pati roshadhinam arhaviskritu urunapurasvara eko arka. Tejodvaisya, both of them are luminary bodies. Tejyan, powerful. Just Jugapat Vasanoda, but one in danger and another in prospect. Just Jugapat Vasanoda at that. Loku Niyamata Iva Atmadasantarishu. As if it is warning the people at large, be prepared that your present stage won't continue. If you are in danger, danger will not remain for a long time. And if you are in prosperity, in good position, you will have to lose that in the course of the time. So this is teaching us, teaching the people at large, the public, the whole, especially the intelligentsia, read it from the law of nature, that nothing remains permanent here, and be prepared accordingly. And he has also given some hint to Shakuntala. You are going with some great prospect that she will be queen there. But beware of the hand behind. What you want to enjoy, going to enjoy your prospect, that the men lose your fortune. So, and a similar slok we find in Magha, in the Kabba, where the famous poet, he has described Krishna Lila, Magha. Kumudavanam apasri srimad ambhoja khandam tadati mokam modamuluka pritimams chakravaka udaya mahimarasni jatu himams rastam hatavidhilasitanam hi vichitru vibhaga. Kumudavanam apasri, kumud means the red flowers, which at night, with the ray of the moon, flourishes. But in day, they are a little discouraged. And the padam, this lily, lotus, it flourishes in daytime with sunray, And when day is gone, they are a little discouraged. So the morning coming, the Kumudavana, they were so much pleased by the moonlight, they are going down. And they are on the another hand, the lotus section, they are being very cheerful. Simultaneously, one part is discouraged, another part is encouraged, and here, side by side, by changes of events, someone feels encouragement, someone discouragement. Kumudavanam apasri srimadam bhuja khandam. Udaya mahimadasri jatu himangshu rastam. And the moon going down and the sun rising. Himangshu rastam. Tajati moda muluka prithivangshu chakravaka. When the night passing, the owls, they are naturally morose, disappointed. On the other hand, the Chakravak section, at their custom is that at night, the male and the female, they must be separated by nature. It is the nature, by, when night falls, in the evening, the pair must be separated. And when day will come, they will meet. This is the fashion of that class of birds. Generally, they stay on the side of the river, and when night comes, if one remains this side, another will go the other side of the river. This is the fashion. And daytime, then they even will meet. Uluka, when they can see at night, so when day comes, they are disappointed. At the same time, the Chakravak section, they are very much cheerful. Now they will meet. Pithivans Chakravak. Kumudamanamapasri srimadam bhojakhandam tadatimodam uluka prithivangs chakravak udamamahimadasri yadhima apavidhidashidanam hi vichittu vidat. Whether we like it or not, this is the very nature of the nature. This is inevitable, so we must be prepared for such differences in time and in our fate. And in Bhagavad Gita, I have come to adjust us here. We have no hand on the external thing. What is necessary to you to adjust yourself with these duality? The duality is there. Man, apaman, joy, parajoy. Good, bad. This, you can't interfere. But then what precaution should you take? Your internal adjustment without any care. You can thrive. It cannot affect you really. It is some weave. External way, because you give much attention to that superficial way, you are discouraged. But don't care for that. Your real improvement is independent of this good or bad, what is seen in the surface. Real prospect is within, not in the surface. Where such things are inevitable to come. So don't care for that. In any, whatever the physical circumstance may come, you neglect it. It will come, you will of course have to tolerate. But don't be much attentive to that. You go on with your internal affairs. And that is the key to the success of your life. And many times it is repeated in Bhagavad Gita. This sort of advice has been repeated in many places. And one, I forgot his name, one German scholar, he told that this is the peculiar advice of Bhagavad Gita, and this is the only remedy to emulate our Lord, to change, to improve our lot. And this is the highest theology in the whole of the world. This is not found anywhere so explicitly as it is suggested in Bhagavad Gita. That you can't change the superficial incidents, circumstances. But that does not mean that you are lost. Only to don't care for them and take your mind to your own thing without caring these dualities of the world. You can't fight with them. That is to fight with your own shadow. It is unnecessary at all, this will thing, ragodesh, because you have got affinity for something and you have got jealousy for something. The both jealousy and your the two kinds of prejudice, in favor and in opposition, you must conquer this sort of thing. And then you march on to your goal. Otherwise your energy will be hopelessly lost. And this is the key to success of your life. This raga-desh, affinity and indifference. This jealousy, something. Raga-desh, man-upaman, joy-parajaya. They will be always. You don't care for that. Go on your own way. That is the Ragadesha Vimuktastu Visaya Nindriya Ischaran Atma Vashne Viseya Atma Pasadama Dhyachati. If you want really the peace of mind, which is independent of the incidents of any kind of the phenomenal world. The peace is independent. It does not depend on the external events at all. The peace of mind. It is a separate thing. Separate thing. One may find peace of mind in a very unfavorable circumstances, and another man, in his very favorable circumstances, he may not find peace in his mind. Always anxiety, anxiety. If I lose it, he is in possession still. I may lose it. The anxiety is making him suffer. So peace is independent. What is the object of the search of all of us? That peace, real peace, that is independent of the incidents which apparently seem to be favorable or unfavorable, does not matter at all. Don't care for it. Sukha-dukkhi samikritta. Labha-labhu jaya-jau. Tatu-yuddhaya-yujyasa. Naivam papamabhakshasi. Whatever you do, you don't entangle with the these two waves, this superficial waves of the world. Don't care for that. Ignore that. Trample them under your feet. You create your mentality in such a way that it trample down this favorable and unfavorable and go on with your duty. That will fetch the real value for your labor. Your energy, you are devoting your energy 100% for his duty. Don't care for the success. You are devoting sincerely your energy, that will be counted. And those things won't be counted. The success or the unsuccess won't be counted for you. So, be indifferent to the external events and go on internally discharging his duties. That is the clue to success. The road to enter into the world of success, world of peace. Rāgaddeṣu vimuktaistu. Sympathy or apathy for external things. One who is liberated, independent of these sympathy and apathy to the worldly events, just viṣayāṇ indriyaścaraṇam. And this indifferent way, he is taking his food, bath, working, all these things, indifferent. Ātma-viṣṇe. And he has more concern towards the inner world, his Atma, soul, Vidhi-Atma, and can control by the interest of his soul, he can control the interest of the mind, and that is worldly interest. Masādhamadhi-gacchati, he is sure to reach the plane of real peace. He will find, and one day he will find himself settled in the plane of peacefulness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Two Bharat, at least. One Rishabhadev's eldest son was Bharat, who left his kingdom and went to the forest to the rishis, and who had to take another bath by nurturing deer, infant deer, and again got the bath of a deer, and then next Jaravarat, a Brahmin's son, who was saved by the goddess Kali when he was taken by the decoys to sacrifice before her in Kurukshetra, Bhadrakali. The decoys picked up Bharat. He was non-resisting and a very good figure, auspicious. They thought if we could, can give sacrifice before the goddess of Kali, then we'll be fortunate enough to get a chance of looting. He did not resist, Bharat. Whatever the dispensation of the Lord, let that happen. He did not give any resistance. Take going, and when putting, they will cut in asunder. All his will, thorough submission to the will of the inevitable Lord. But the goddess Kali could not tolerate this. Shakyan, with his sword in her hand to cut up the coils and let loose that all of the. At the last moment, the nature revolts against the truth mongers. We have to wait for the reaction in the nature for reasonable time. That is what is necessary. Up and down, up, down, up, down. That is the in extreme cases. It comes out. Inevitable. Change is inevitable. Satya teta dapar kali. The very nature of the time and the space. In this way it is set by the nature. Tashri bahitu prayati tu kubitu. Mulodbhati jat bhamatam upalchara. It is turning and the nature, good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, in this way it is adjusted. So you need not attempt for any pleasure. As you do not attempt for sorrow, misery. Misery comes of its own accord to you. So, happiness will also come of its own accord to you. You need not take any trouble to harden happiness. It is there, adjusted. Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, in this way. Action, reaction, action, reaction. In this way it is adjusted, that is the very nature of things. So you won't be mindful of this thing, good, bad. But you must be all attentive to something else, the third thing. What is that thing? Kashiva hitu prajatitu gupnolok mati jat bhamatam upari jada nadila bhati dukkha vada nidhasa. To discover your own nature, the jewels are covered there. Jewels are covered there. It is buried within your mind or your intelligence or your soul, gradual process. You will be gainer there, be indifferent to the plane where you are very wakeful now, very attentive now. This is not a plane to give your attention for any real benefit. Dive deep into the internal world, and there we will find most valuable, more and more valuable things. That is the tenor of the discourse of Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramananda. Go deeper, go deeper, go deeper, deeper. Dive deep within you. There you will also find so many assistants. The sadhus there, you will find. Jai Gaurari Ho. Long journey. Journey to the infinite. So many happenings may come on the way. So we must not be dejected here. We are also the member of the infinite world, a particle as though we are. But the nature of infinite with us also. So we must not be discouraged by the finite waves of good, bad calculation, false calculation. After all, this is Maya. This is measurable. Nothing on this surface has any infinite value. So we must not be, must not waste our time making us busy with the finite character of the world. Try to come in the consideration, enter the consideration of the infinite. Eternal, of infinite prospect. We must draw our attention towards that, and neglecting the present intimacy with the finite aspect of the world, the superficial. Superficial. Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bo, Nidai Gaur Hari Bo, Nidai Gaur Hari Bo. Asatu ma sadgamayu, tamasu ma jyotirgamayu, mrittur ma amritam gamayu. From non-existence to existence, eternity. That is from mortality to eternity. Then from darkness to light. And from misery to ecstasy. The three phases, the existence, the consciousness, and the bliss. Essential three elements we found in our experience. Existence, mere existence, and then conscious existence, and then peaceful conscious existence, ecstatic conscious existence. So ecstasy or happiness, joy, that presupposes other two, consciousness as well as existence. But existence may not be endowed with consciousness and blissfulness. Mere consciousness that has got existence and also feeling, but not feeling of peace is guaranteed there. But peace is a full thing. It has got both consciousness, that is feeling, and existence. That is the integer proper. And these are dependent. That is independent. That is the full thing. Full thing is that peace or consciousness, that blissfulness. That is the conception of the full thing. And mere consciousness is not full, because for feeling means hankering for peace. And existence, mere existence, the stone fossil has got also that existence. It is incomplete. But the existence of peace that contains within it feeling as well as existence. Anandam Satchidanandam. Anandam Amritam Anandam. Mrittur Mam Amritam Gamaya. How should our endeavor should be systematized in this way by Upanishad. Try to get out from mortality, from ignorance, and positively try for peace. This should be the tenor of our attempt everywhere. We must be conscious of our gain, of our interest. Our interest to acquire peace. Not mere consciousness, not mere knowledge. Knowledge hankers after something. What is that? That is peace. Knowledge seeks peace. The peace we should blissfulness. Sukhrup Krishna Kari Sukhasadam. The happiness himself, it is personal. Happiness is not a property. We are person and we are enjoying happiness. It is not like that. Just the opposite. Happiness has got personal conception. When we can understand that, we cross Mayavad, that Brahmavad. The happiness is a static, not assertive, not personal. Happiness is not personal. Blissfulness not personal. It is like a thing, a substance. And we are the owner. We can play on it. We can enjoy it. It is not that. That blissfulness, that is the highest entity. And the highest entity must be endowed with personal conception. He is super person. So we have to become slave to him if we want that. So dedication, service is necessary to want, if we want peace, if we want bliss, and bliss is person, if we can understand, then we have got no other alternative but to submit, to surrender, and to be acquired and engaged by him. The whole thing will be changed. We cannot make him object of our experience any time. Then we must be thrown down in this mundane world. If you are master, then you can control only things that are lower in status to you. You go to that mean circle, become master there. But the higher association you want, you must be approached there as a lower substrate. It is quite scientific. Hare Krishna.
Tatanadvi Suniketa Amani Namano Dena Kirtani Asada Hari. Harikirtan will be in its right way, its proper method. If you couch yourself, adjust yourself with such temperament. Otherwise you cannot enter into the plane of Hari. Sevanmukhi hi jivado, paripate no sevaya, pariprasne no sevaya. Seva, the necessity of serving attitude there, we must have to appreciate on the whole. We can enter there as a servant, as a servitor we can enter the plane. So we must make ourselves fit with the attitude of accepting eternal servitorship. Otherwise, that is nothing to me. So subtle and so dignified, I won't be cared there, won't have any visa there. Visa only for the interest of that plane. That is natural. So, Sivanmukhi, whatever we did, there will be bhakti if Sivanmukhata is there. If serving attitude is there, any form that may take up the nature of devotion. And if mastering temperament, I am monarch of all I serve, then that is seed born. So, you are not only, you have to get out of that false vanity, I am monarch of my salve, and not even with any attitude of indifference. I don't care for anything. This abnegation spirit, that is also your enemy. And you must have earnestness to have the association of a good plane. At the same time, you must be prepared that if you want to enter into higher plane, you can enter only as a lower, and then serving for the interest of that. The visa will be issued only for the interest of that plane, that land. We must be conscious with this fact. Sevan Mukhata, either I chant the name, or do some job by the hand, or worship the deity. But to approach and to enter into that plane, this is compulsory, that we must be prepared, that we want to serve him, to serve the land. For the interest of that plane, we can only get admission. The broad fact, ignoring that, all other exercises will be false. Tushabhaghatinam. Just as we press beyond the khosa, the cover, only the covers, there is no rice. Tush means the cover of the rice, paddy. The paddy, the cover of the paddy is called tush. And the substance within that is rice, rice and the paddy. And we put so many tush, the cover of the paddy is we press, no rice will come. Thula da tushabhulhati nam. Krishanti kevala. Sayasitin bhakti mudasya te vivo. Krishanti je kevala bodho labdhai. Tesham asu kleshala eva shishyate. Nanyat jatha thula tushabhulhati nam. If you eliminate the serving attitude and the go on exercising your intellectual side, it will not, it won't produce any desirable result. It will, your labor will be useless, in vain, if you want, or that is gone. Only intellectualism will, won't bring anything for you. But you must surrender. Then the bhakti, devotion, dedication, that will bring desire and to you. You want higher things which is above you. Gaur-sundar, 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 Gaur-hari, Gaur-hari. Sevanimukai jivalu sahame vaspratyada. Nidai Gaur-hari vod, Nidai Gaur-hari vod. Nidai Gaur-hari vod, Nidai Gaur-hari vod. Nidai Gaur-hari vod, Nidai Gaur-hari vod. What is the time?
Nine.
Yeah, 5 past. When do that pardon time?
Yeah.
9?
9:22.
22. Yeah. 20 minutes more.
Yeah.
You have to take something. Nidai gold, hari gold, nidai gold, hari gold. Nidai kichu khecha?
No.
Kichu deni? Mali bodh nidai. Mahaprabhu, prema vilasa humam, gaura prabhu prema. Vilasa humam, niskinjano, bhakti vinodanama. Tovisthitu bhakti kutira kusthe, smittanisham namagunam murari. Smittanisham namagunam. Murari. Nidai Gaur Hari Ro, Nidai Gaur Hari Ro, Nidai Gaur Hari Ro, Nidai Gaur Hari Ro. 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 Nidai Gaur Hari Ro, Nidai Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Ro, Nidai.
Person who inspired Bhakti Vinod to preach in the West, to begin his preaching in the West?
None did inspire Bhakti Vinod Thakur, as we can understand, but he saw, he felt in his pure heart that such things will happen. Mantra-dashta, just as the Upanishad, Veda, the truth contained, that is not created by anyone, but that was there, and they first detected and expressed, something like that.